Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great state again.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Michigan Radio. Good morning. I'm Doug Tribou. Every Wednesday morning, I'm joined by Michigan Radio's senior news analyst, Jack Lessenberry, to talk about the latest in state news and politics. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning.
Jack, former State Representative Todd Corser has filed a $160 million civil lawsuit. Corser wants restitution for being forced out of office after his sex scandal with former Rep. Cindy Gamrat. Among those named in the suit, former staffers, the Detroit News, the Michigan State Police, and House Speaker Kevin Cotter. Cotter is calling the suit a bad dream that won't go away. Does Corser have a case?
Well, he has a lawsuit, but I'm a little hurt he didn't sue me. He's sued about everybody else, including the hotel where he had the affair, which takes a certain amount of chutzpah. I don't see a whole lot of legal merit here, but I think what the speaker might mention and talk about the nightmare that won't go away, nobody much, especially the Republicans, I suppose, nobody much wants to be reminded of Todd Corser and Sidney Gamrat, but given his sort of flamboyant behavior in the past, I don't think this is especially surprising.
Michigan's emergency manager law has survived another day in court. A panel of the Sixth Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals said Michigan's law may be imperfect, but it does not violate voting rights and does not discriminate based on race. Opponents say they're ready to go to the U.S. Supreme Court with the case. Any chance of a reversal there?
This strikes me as being sort of a mirror image of the straight ticket voting ban, in which sort of the opposite happened. The courts, the federal courts, all said that it did violate voting rights, and both the district federal judge and a panel of the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals. And of course, then Bill Schuette appealed it to the full Court of Appeals in the Supreme Court with no result. I don't see any way this is going to be reversed either.
Jack, some communities want to tax or ban plastic bags at supermarkets and other stores. A 10-cent per bag tax is set to start in Washtenaw County next spring. But some state legislators don't want a town-by-town approach, and they're hoping to create a state law to block that approach. Is this an issue that should be handled at the state level, or is that stepping on local rule?
This reminds me of the famous old adage that Republicans are in favor of local control, except when they aren't. They don't want local control because, frankly, this is inconvenient for businesses. Environmentalists think this is a very good idea. There's too many plastic bags clogging up landfills and everything else. And I don't know, frankly, whether there's enough time to get this done before the session ends or how much enthusiasm this is. But again, this is a case where they want to impose state standards on local communities, which is what they're always accusing Democrats of doing. So it'll be interesting to see how this plays out and how strongly the environmental lobby fights against it.
And finally, the election's several weeks away, but the Republican candidate running for state representative in Michigan's 15th district is already a winner. At his day job, GOP nominee Terrence Guido Guerin is a professional wrestler for WWE and goes by the name Rhino. I think it's worth noting that his signature move is the gore, which sounds like more of a Democrat thing. But anyway, he and his partner won the WWE SmackDown Tag Team Championship on Sunday. Can anyone root against the possibility of a pro wrestler in the legislature, or do they dare?
Well, maybe he is a Democrat, because Rhino is a phrase that conservative Republicans commonly use to disparage Republicans they think are too liberal. It means Republican in name only. Well, we had Jesse Ventura as a governor of Minnesota who was a pro wrestler, but it's also worth noting that the 15th district is quite heavily Democratic, and even though he has a Muslim opponent, I think his chances of pinning him to the mat are probably pretty low. I think Rhino is more likely to be gored than get gored, but you never can tell.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's senior news analyst and occasional wrestling analyst, and he joins me here every Wednesday morning at 7:45 to talk about the latest in Michigan politics. Thanks a lot, Jack.
My pleasure.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Michigan Radio.